That's right. It's time for This Day in History, where we look back, we sift through the sands of time, find out a little bit about what happened on this day. Today, of course, being August 19th, what happened this day in history? On this day, August 19th, in 295 BC, the very first temple to the Roman goddess of love, beauty and fertility, Venus, was dedicated by Quintus Fabius Maximus Gerges. So a very good day for Venus and a very good day for love, I suppose, if you are so inclined to some of the old ways today, August 19th. Also, 1612, the Salisbury witches, three women from the Lancaster village of Salisbury in England, were put on trial accused of practicing witchcraft. They were accused by a 14-year-old girl and also charged with the likes of child murder and cannibalism, but were thankfully acquitted in what became one of the most famous trials of its kind in British history. On August 19th in 1768, St. Isaac's Cathedral was founded in St. Petersburg, Russia. In 1909, on August 19th, the very first automobile race took place on this day in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the United States, one of the biggest kinds of sporting arenas worldwide, in fact, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. On August 19th, in 1934, it was the creation of the position Führer. It was approved by the German electorate with 89.9% of the popular vote in what would become a fairly unpopular decision. In 1944, August 19th marked the start of the liberation of Paris. Paris, France rose up against German occupation with the help of Allied troops on this day. And a little bit closer to home, in 2005, on August 19th, the very first joint military exercise between Russia and China, called Peace Mission 2005, began on this day. Peace Mission 2005, that is a terrifyingly suspicious name for a military exercise if ever I heard one. On this same day, also in 2005, August 19th, a series of strong storms lashed southern Ontario, spawning several tornadoes, as well as creating extreme flash flooding within the city of Toronto and its surrounding communities. In Toronto, it's dubbed as the Toronto Supercell. Also got some very famous birthdays for today, August 19th. Coco Chanel, the very famous fashion designer. She was born on this day in 1883. Very happy, very stylish birthday, Coco. Slick Willie, the former American President Bill Clinton. He's turning 69 today, and I'm going to show great restraint and not make any kind of joke about that. Just a very happy 69th birthday, Bill. Matthew Perry, better known as Chandler from Friends. Could he be any more 46 today? No, he couldn't. That is the age he is turning. Happy birthday, Chandler. American novelist Veronica Roth, known for her best-selling Divergent trilogy. She's turning 27 today. Nate Dogg, the American rapper, born on this day in 1969. He died too young, at only 41 years old, back in 2011. So a very sad story there, but happy birthday, Nate, wherever you are. And finally, today's track goes out to John Deacon, the English musician, best known as the bassist from the legendary The Unmistakable Queen. He wrote a number of Queen's hit singles, including You're My Best Friend, Spread Your Wings, and this one, taking us out for this day in history on 2SER 107.3. One of my personal favourites. This is I Want to Break Free. I can't get used to living without you.